I'm Sybilla Beckman, Josiah Miggs Distinguished Teaching Professor at the University of Georgia. I was a member of the panel for the Problem Solving Guide, as well as a member of the panel for the Response to Intervention Guide. In the mathematics classroom, we really want students to be more reflective in their problem solving and to think more deeply about what they are doing mathematically than has been often customary for many students. We want students to be thinking about their thinking and thinking about problem solving. It's very easy for students to simply launch into doing something, to take whatever numbers they see in a problem and just plug them into something and turn the crank and out comes an answer. What we want instead is a more thoughtful process, something that is more focused on making sense of problems and of solution methods, and something that is more reflective and goes deeper into the problem-solving process. To help students reflect on problem-solving and monitor their progress as they solve problems, many teachers are now using either lists of questions or lists of prompts to help the students engage more deeply in the problem-solving process. There are various different kinds of lists that teachers work with, but I think they all have several things in common. First of all, they all have a component that involves understanding the problem. You simply can't solve a problem unless you understand what it's asking. Something that asks students to understand the problem, make sense of the wording of the problem, and perhaps even ask the students to restate it in their own words. Another component that's important is something that helps students ask a lot of why questions. Why does this work? Why am I adding here instead of multiplying? Why am I subtracting instead of dividing? They also frequently ask students to think about things that they've done before and think about whether those might be applicable to this new problem-solving situation. Another component that I think is in all of these helpful lists of prompts or questions is something that asks students to reflect upon what they have done. So this will ask students to look back, to check their work, to check their answer in a different way than the way they found their answer, to reflect on what they learned, to think about how they might use what they've done in this problem in other situations, or how what they've done here might connect to other situations. It is important for teachers to prompt students to explain their thinking. If not in every single problem, every single time, at least overall, students need to know that they are responsible for making sense of what they're doing and that they will be called on to explain why they've taken the steps they have and to reflect on why they are working a problem the way they're working it. These are components that we find in all of these lists of prompts or questions that can help students go more deeply into the problem-solving process and to engage more with the mathematical ideas. The role of problem-solving in mathematics, it's a vehicle for learning mathematics and applying mathematics in many different situations. Usually the problems that we're solving in math class are not burning issues of the day. They aren't problems that are of real-life practical importance. They are instead vehicles for thinking about mathematics, learning new mathematics, and building on what students already know and extending it into new territory that will help them solve even more deeper and powerful problems. And that's, after all, what we're after in education.